This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
I know what's going on here.
Randy Newman is back.
Ain't no great mystery.
With his wonderfully sharp tongue.
Y'all have lost faith in yourselves. As clear as it can be.
It's been 40 years since Randy Newman's first album. His songs over the decades have skewered rednecks, kingpins, heartless politicians. Randy Newman may be the most misunderstood songwriter ever. The narrators of his songs say things about, oh, the slave trade or short people that he would never say. Take this song, Laugh and Be Happy. Randy Newman is singing to immigrants, offering some advice. There's even what he calls a happy immigrant chorus.
Now the country that we're living in,
to be the winner of the USA.
That's right. It's never been about keeping you out. It's about inviting you in, letting you play. So laugh and be happy. Smile right in their face. Pretty soon you're gonna take their place.
Do you keep track, Randy Newman, of how many people you've made angry with your songs over the years?
Yes. 26,438,982.
Well, who do you figure you're adding to your list of angry listeners with this CD?
Oh, man. Korean-American parents.
This is the song encouraging people to hire Korean parents if they want to get
buy them.
Yeah, to buy them, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It says right here on the lot, so, I mean.
I was sugarcoating that a little bit, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, let's add a few more people to the list here. Their names are Antonin Scalia.
Yeah.
Samuel Alito.
Yeah.
And Clarence Thomas.
Yes. Now let's say a few words. Defense of our country. People are bad, nor are they mean.
This song, A Few Words in Defense of Our Country, is all about, well, it's about the loss of empire, and it's also setting up a sort of a cast of characters of, you know, if you think things are bad now,
yeah,
you know, think about
it's
the Spanish Inquisition.
Deep. Yeah, it's digging deep to defend, saying that the leaders we have, they may be the worst we've had, but they're not the worst that this world has seen. Take the Caesars, for example. Why were the first few of them? They were sleeping with their sister, stashing little boys in swimming pools and burning down the city. One of them aboard his own horse to be counsel of the empire. That's like vice president or something. Now, wait a minute, that's not a very good example. Here's one, the Spanish Inquisition. Put people in a terrible position. I don't even like to think about it. Sometimes I like to think about it. The New York Times printed A Few Words in Defense of Our Country in its op-ed page. And they made cuts in it, which didn't surprise me at all. You know, they have an editor, they edit. But they took out a verse about the Caesars, where I say, you know, they were sleeping with their sisters, they were stashing little boys in swimming pools and burning down the city. Now, what, they cut that, what are they protecting, Tiberius? This is like people have been dead 2,000 years. I mean, they're not going to, you know, Kevin Caesar isn't going to come out of the woodwork and sue them. I mean, what difference does it make? Then they cut the thing about the Supreme Court. They could have ditched the language, okay, at the beginning of it. But I could see where, you know, in it, the narrator of it, of the song, in Defending America, says that these Italians are not like any Italians we've known. It's a characterization of Italians as what we know of as the Mediterranean, open, happy kind of spirit. So they may have objected to that kind of broad a stereotype, which is never right about anybody. You know, it pisses me off a little this Supreme Court's gonna outlive me. A couple young Italian fellas and a brother on the court now, too. I defy you. Anywhere in the world, find me two Italians as tight ass as the two Italians we got. And as for the brother, well, Pluto's not a planet anymore either.
Thomas is a change in the cosmos of African Americans as we've known them. He's an odd duck.
Well, this song,
but you know,
is
what?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm sorry, Melissa.
No, please.
I've been giving my opinions too much. in interviews I've been doing, all of a sudden I turned into like Warren Beatty, like an activist or something. Like, well, I used to hate it when showbiz people would be commenting and on issues, but the way things have gone with this administration, it's in your face all the time. It's so noisy that you almost can't avoid talking about it with people.
And it sounds like you're surprised to find yourself here.
Oh, yeah, I really am. I mean, I'm more interested in character. And on this album, mostly I'm writing about character. That's way more interesting to me than, you know, the old saying about it's a curse to live in interesting times. Well, in a way, that applies in this situation. It's much more interesting to me to examine, like, an individual character of someone.
Something in your eyes makes me want to lose myself. Makes me want to lose myself.
You know, when you're listening to the CD, you go through these sort of huge swerves where you're listening to something that's very sardonic and, you know, the knife is sticking right in. And then there's a song of pure sweetness, like, mm-hmm. Feels Like Home, which ends the CD.
Yeah.
If you knew how I wanted someone to come along and change my world the way you've done. Feels like home to me. Feels like home.
Do you find that as a writer too, that you're making those turns, and, you know, one day you'll wake up and, you know, I'm feeling sweet and loving today, and that's what's going to come out?
It doesn't have much to do with how I'm feeling. What I write, I'm always feeling like, well, I hope I come up with something here. But I chose at some point not to do what the general repertoire does, in that it's love songs. And I, for whatever reason, some shyness, some strange psychological reason, or just because I figured, well, you can do more. But a song like Feels Like Home will end up being, it'll be the most popular song throughout the years. Little Newmans will be earning something on it, you know, 30 years from now.
Well, Randy Newman, it's been fun talking with you. Thanks so much.
Yeah, I hope I let you talk. Not much, but, you know, I've become a sort of garrulous old coot now, I think.
Randy Newman's latest CD is Harps and Angels. You can hear him in concert and catch his spin as a guest DJ on All Songs Considered at npr.org. This is All Things Considered from NPR News.